The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
We've done it. 941 BC.
No,
here we are.
Right.
Myself and the podcat. Q. Guys, man, I'm getting bigger. Love to knock stuff over.
To free speech.
I didn't want him in my lap. Here he is. Anyway, 941 BC. What an episode, guys. I'm stoked about this one. I've got a first timer. And Jorge, you'll have to forgive me if I slaughter your last name. I believe it's Jorge Paz Soldan. Soldan? Jorge Paz Soldan. P-A-Z space S-O-L-D-A-N. Hell of a nice guy. First time on the pod. Stoked to have him in. And then some regulars. You know him. You've heard him before. From one of our best episodes ever, the Super Tuesday, 2020, I don't fucking know. Yeah. Anyway, 2019. Andrew Hillary and Blake Scala. These guys, they got good chemistry. They come in. They make it easy for me and Jorge. You know what I mean? You got to check out Andrew's new podcast. It's called The Worst Week Yet, I believe. I believe that's it. What's it see here? The Worst Week. Yep. That Eve 6 interview, guys. It's so funny that we just keep referring it as the Eve 6 guy. Like, none of us know his name. Andrew's having him on, and I don't know if we ever said his name. I still don't know. I'm going to go listen to that right after this. The Worst Week Yet. And rounding out the table. Blake Scala, just a funny fella. Blake's one of the most honest guys on the podcast. I love it. Some of his parody is hilarity. You know what I mean? Anyway, I don't have a fake sponsor for today's episode, so let's just get right into the meat of it. Oh, wait, I forgot. As you'll find out, Andrew was like, are you recording? And I was like, yeah, no. But I did record, guys, and I have proof. And as proof, we will start this episode with the first 15 seconds that recorded for some reason. And then the rest of the pod.
Oh, I missed.
You missed what?
The table. You missed the table. The table's good.
It's you don't know how lucky you are having a space that you can just leave set up, though. Oh my god.
When you grab and mess with your friends.
We got more coming right now. There's more coming. We're gonna get a little sort of a session going here. A bit of a session. A session that will feature the rhythm section.
I did, actually, but it turned out I didn't.
You didn't start it?
I'm so glad I asked. I'm so glad you asked, too, because I did start it, and then I don't know how I unstarted it.
Son of a bitch.
Blake, tell that 15-minute-long story.
Man. Oh, dude, I used up all my juices with that fucking...
Blake, tell us about
ghost fucking stories, Lost.
I fuck ghosts, essentially.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody.
Danny Phantom would have been...
Sorry you missed it. Blake fucks ghosts. That's all you need.
That was my shining moment, man.
Danny Phantom style ghost fucking.
It probably wasn't that good, and I would probably regret it later.
The real problem was that you were fucking some hillbilly's ghost, and he was pretty possessive.
Do you know how low your standards have to be to fuck a ghost with no teeth?
I was fighting these hillbillies because we both wanted to fuck this ghost. It was a great story. That's all you need to know.
It was in Texas.
You ended up tag teaming the ghost.
Fuck, dude.
We lost all of that. No one will ever know. Oh, shit.
Yeah, well,
that's what you get. That's what you get for being friends with me, dude. This is the kind of ship I run.
It's the last couple ones have been complete shit shows. The fucking audio issues on the...
Well, that was because
that was Heinley's fault.
Well, all I need to do is get off my ass and buy another microphone. I have this thing here, and that lets me put six microphones on this one recorder.
Yeah,
but I don't have microphones enough.
What happened with it?
With Heinley, I didn't have enough microphones, so I need to buy one. So I had him record on my laptop separately, and then lay the tracks over. And there was just too many differences in the, you know, there was one, his was a little longer, so I had to, like, stretch it to make it fit.
The sample rate isn't the same.
Yeah, exactly.
That shit is, like, it's one of those things that, like, I don't know enough about it to fix it, so yeah. I'm just like,
like, I know those settings are there, but I don't know where they are, or, you know what I mean? Like, if I could just have a checklist of settings that I need to, all this technical talk is super thrilling, I'm sure.
You guys got to tell Corey that I told, like, a fucking bomb story.
Well, dude, you did screw a hillbilly's ghost, so...
Yeah, I did.
That's a pretty good story. How do you...
They're going to make a prequel to National Treasure that's based off that story you told.
Is that the Nicolas Cage?
You're goddamn right, it's the Nicolas Cage movie.
How many of those do they make?
Nicholas
Cage. National Treasures National or Nicholas Cage movies?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think too. I was like, what's the
National Treasures?
There's three? two of now, but there's always been talks of a third one.
Who's
it's time.
Is there a co-star or is it just all him all the time?
I think there's co-stars, but it might be one of, like, Indiana Jones always has, like, other people around.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Right.
It's been a while since I've watched one of those classics.
I don't want to step on your toes because I know you're a Nick Cage fan, but I just never got it. I just never got it.
Here's the thing, you're not even wrong. He's not a good actor, but he's the best actor.
They should make National Treasure 3. He's, like, storming the Capitol. It's like an alternate, like, Tarantino universe, and he, like, actually takes over.
Yeah, the Capitol storming was all, like a ruse so that he could get in there and find, like, a piece of the puzzle, dude. He, like, orchestrated the whole thing.
We might have to pitch this. Nick Cage is on board.
That guy's Twitter handle.
I don't know if we could get a director that had the balls to make it, but Nick Cage is on board.
Yeah,
he's cute, actually.
I heard Bert Kreischer sell a show like that the other day. He was on his podcast live. He called a friend from Comedy Central, which we obviously don't have, and he goes, "Me, Tom," and it was like Matt Damon and Ben Affleck go down to Florida for Shark Week. And the Comedy Central's like, yeah, it's perfect. And they don't have those guys on board at all. You know what I mean? Ben Affleck, and he's like, of course they're going to come on. We already sold the show. But he's kind of right, you know? If you sell the show first and you go, no, we already have the show sold. And then the people are like, oh, well, all I have to do is just show up then.
I don't think Ben Affleck would do it. Or Matt Damon.
So? You don't think so? Go down to Shark Week with Bert Kreischer and have...
Yeah, that feels part-time. Like a step down for what they feel like they are.
One big obstacle was, I think, one of them sober, and Bert Kreischer's obviously not sober, especially if he's going to go on a boat in Florida. I mean, what better place for a beer, right?
Well, yeah, you know, the implications. Sorry, I've been watching a lot of Always Sunny recently.
Dude, I wish I could get that show. Where do you watch it?
It's on Hulu.
Maybe I have Hulu.
Or you could type in Always Sunny Watch Free into Google.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But Sunny's...
You don't fuck with pirating?
Well, I do a little bit. We used to watch The Walking Dead, but that show got boring.
It did. They're still dragging that shit out.
Well, this has got to be the last season.
I've watched all of it. I'm up to date.
Really?
I watched the most recent episode.
What the fuck is going on?
I'm thinking about. Well, I'm gonna watch it.
Here's what happened. It was very strange.
Are you gonna spoiler it for me?
not any of the plot.
Okay, okay.
The first season of The Walking Dead was like
great.
The coolest thing I've ever seen.
It was really cool.
And then the second season, it was very slow, but like I think if I had watched it like binging it, it would have been okay because it was still like really well written. It was compelling. Yeah, there was interesting stuff happening. It's just like when it's spread out week to week.
Took a while
we watched
to get
it incrementally
there.
Too.
And then from seasons like 3 to 9, it just got worse and worse. And like the characters became like not even humans. They were just like Daryl just spoke in grunts for 8 seasons. And then
T-Dog never got a real name.
And then in season 9,
I thought what's his name was a good bad guy, leather jacket guy,
Negan.
Negan. I thought Negan was a good bad guy.
I like Negan.
And the governor.
The governor was also
they fucked it up. They had like him. They dragged it out too long. They had him come to the prison, attack, and then like it was a mid-season finale, and then he just left, and then came back again. It was like we could have.
Dude, it was a fucking. It's like pulling
condensed this.
Yeah, but this time exactly. He has a tank. But anyway, so the show was like kind of had fallen off until season 9, and they switched showrunners to this woman named Angela Kang. Mm-hmm. And then season 9, it was like reborn, and it was really good.
What happened to season 9?
It was just like further on down in the story. I don't want to like get into. I don't know exactly what was happening.
I just can't remember who the bad guys were that season.
It might have been at the end of the thing with Negan or
is he still alive?
Yeah,
it amazes me how long they've kept him around.
He's a good character. That's
but
why.
Anyways, so season 9, like the writing got so much better, and all of a sudden these people who had just been caricatures started talking like real people again. Mm. Like Daryl started actually communicating.
Right,
and you know there was like it wasn't like. The thing with The Walking Dead is every week there's something that happens. It's like, why would that fucking happen? Like, why have these people been living in the zombie apocalypse for 8 years now and they don't look around the corner to see if there's a zombie? Like, they just walk around and get bit. But so season 9, I'm like, holy shit, they fucking fixed it. And then season 10, it was just as bad again. Like, the same.
What season is it in
right now? They're doing a second part of season 10 right now.
Okay.
Because they couldn't film it with like all of the crew or all of the cast.
Right.
So they're like splitting it up and telling smaller stories with. So it's like just like a bonus part of season 10. And they did announce that they're going to end it after season 11. But it's so weird because the new show.
They're going to have another one after season 10?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I think it's time to pull the trigger on this thing.
Is there still Talking Dead too, or did the Chris Hardwick fucking whatever happened with him?
What trash did that? What did he do?
I forget what happened. There was some kind of Everybody's Me Too canceled. Shit, right? I don't know what happened. Chris Hardwick.
Yeah,
you can tell me anyone's name and if I can remember when they were canceled. I'm like, yeah, I believe that. I believe you. Whatever you're saying.
And the best part is, all but 3 of them are still working.
Chris D'Elia, I think, got a lot of backlash because he's trying to come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he issued. Did you watch? He issued like an apology.
Yeah, I saw the Legion of Skanks make fun of it.
Here's the thing.
Apology video.
Well, he went into this like 10-minute long video where he talked about how he's like, you know, acknowledging that there's some very real problems that he has, the way he treats women, and his, you know, problems with, like, he didn't say the word sex addiction, but that's basically what he was talking about.
Yeah.
The thing is, he didn't once acknowledge that he was trying to fuck teenagers.
Right.
The underage.
That was the reason you got in trouble. Nobody's mad that you cheated on your fucking wife, dude.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about that. They care that you were trying to fuck a 17-year-old.
I heard the Legion of Skanks making fun of him a bunch because they were basically like, this whole speech is just him being like, yeah, I'm sorry I crushed so much ass.
because he just
kept being like, it's like, you know, it'd be hard. You get to a town, you got 50, 60 DMs from chicks. They're sending you pictures. What am I? It's just like the whole thing, just him being like, it's tough out here for a player. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's hilarious. And then weren't we talking earlier about he was on like Fighter and the Kid or something like that?
I don't know.
Oh, when
either very
the
recent
Snapchat thing.
Yeah, the Snapchat.
Oh my god!
He's just so like, funny.
You can
so funny.
Wait, you can save those.
You can save those. Wait, there's screen capture capability on phones. That's you got to edit that together, man. You can do it. That's fucking perv.
He's so bad at acting too. You could like tell when he like went into guilt mode. Oh,
he's so bad at acting. I saw him and I wasn't that impressed.
Did you see him in that show that he played a fucking pedophile?
He actually did that in 2 shows. just so you know.
My bad.
He did it in Workaholics, and then again in You was the Netflix
great
show.
Great casting directors. Those people need a fucking bonus.
Nailed it.
But yeah, atrocious acting. Sorry.
He died in a lame way.
I don't mean that, Chris D'Elia. If you make a comeback and you can somehow give me an opportunity in the future.
Somehow fix my career. Please help me out.
He like died maybe falling down the stairs, which was kind of
live
like,
at Hogwarts here in
the character.
Oh my fucking god, dude.
You're like wrestling and he's about to get away, like running up, and then he just grabs him and he falls down the stairs and he dies that way. I'm like, oh, that's kind
I don't
of...
know if I've ever seen him act. I'm not a big I don't care, honestly. Just let
I mean his character was pretty much him. It's like, oh, I'm a famous kind of comic. And I throw these awesome parties, and I hang out with underage women. It's like,
I think
it wasn't me that much. Like, how would I do this? You know, how to get in the mind of this person?
Civil suit right now with the chick. There's a chick who is 17 or something, and he solicited pictures. Maybe I don't know.
Yeah, he was.
He wanted to see that teenage butthole. By the way, I'm Andrew Hillary.
Oh yeah, that's true. We never did intro. I should go around the table. Coming back for, I don't know, this has got to be, you got
I actually
quite a few
know,
appearances.
I could tell you, it's number 8 for both of us. We are Whoa. Tied for fourth place in appearances behind Jared Helfer, Trevor, Logan Mahalko. We are
Damn.
Tied for fourth.
That
number
is
8 here.
Shocking, Blake. But all right.
Hey, he's a regular.
I tallied
he's
it all up.
He's an unpaid regular.
Who's below us?
And you're a regular too, whether you like it or not, I guess.
I have the sheet at home. I'll show it to you.
Well, neither one of us is edging each other out today. So, yep, I'm Andrew Hillary, host of The Worst Week Yet, available on your podcast bullshit. It's good. We're talking to, we got the fucking Eve 6 guy on this week.
I can't wait.
Listen to The Worst Week Yet. It's going to be insane.
It's called The Worst Week Yet.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically like we want to do a news show for people that don't really like the news.
Is it just you?
No. I have two co-hosts.
Okay.
And we've gotten some pretty good guests. Like, we try and mix it up. We've had some comedians on. We had Derek on, Derek Minto, who's fucking amazing. We've had
he's got an album out on Spotify right now. What's his album called? Something Ham.
Live from Lawrenceville's finest ham themed bar.
That's it.
We've had like some organizers, like pro labor union people. We've had fucking sex workers on. We've had comedians. We've got a pretty wide array of guests.
Where are you finding these people?
Twitter.
Twitter.
Yeah.
Do you just like? Oh, you zoom them in, I bet.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Makes sense. That makes it easier to find them on Twitter.
Absolutely. Yeah. We've had Blake on for one of our early episodes.
I was real high, and it was probably one of the poorer episodes in the batch, probably.
Everyone's better than the one before. We did, if you're thinking about checking it out, we did a week-by-week breakdown of the year 2020 and examined every single fucking awful thing that happened in the entire... It was like 4.5 hours. It's a two-parter.
Really?
It is... fucking ridiculous. We were dying by the end of it, but definitely check it out. It was really fun. Go relive the nightmare that was 2020, and that you can find us at The Worst Week Yet. Yeah. So that's all I've got,
dude. I'm stoked about this Eve 6 interview.
Oh, I'm fucking stoked, dude.
What do you got? What, you got any questions lined up for Eve 6?
No, no. I don't even care. Like, I'm not an interviewer. I'm just gonna do my regular show at him. Like,
he's gonna have to deal with me.
Like, what the fuck do I need to know about the guy from Eve 6? I'm like, oh, dude, like you wrote that one song about heart in a blender. I like to sing that
karaoke.
Ask
him about Chris D'Elia. See what he thinks about 17-year-old girls.
I need to ask him what he thinks about the fact that Joe Biden's dog bit someone and had to get deported from the White House.
The dog bit someone. Got kicked out of the White House?
Yep.
I would say the person gets kicked out. That's the first dog.
Impeach Biden because of his dog.
That's cool.
No. I mean, I'm just saying, if the first dog bites you, they say, get the fuck out. That's what
Now he has a cat. I'm really excited to talk about it.
You've kind of already introduced yourself, but go ahead and do it again, sir.
Have I? With my long fucking story that didn't get recorded?
No, you had the stats. You had the stats.
Oh. I don't remember that. I have about a 5-second attention span because I get way
eight
too
to eight.
Fucking
Those were the stats.
Crossfaded
eight to eight
before all of these...
Crossfaded.
Yeah. Before all these appearances, I regret most of the things I say. I'm Blake Scala, one of Pittsburgh's best drug dealers. Better than Izzy Rue. Izzy has shit weed that costs too much. I'll give it for you for probably 20% lower price.
One of your finest comedian drug dealers.
Yeah. So, catch me at Parkway, I guess, for now.
Slide into his DMs, guys. He'll make an appointment. All right, and rounding out the table, for your first appearance, these guys have... 7 more appearances than you. Can you believe that shit?
I can't. I'm Jorge. and I'm just I'm the new comic, and catch me at Parkway where I will be buying drugs from Blake.
Sure, they have.
I've done it. It's
be,
great.
Where you'll be supporting local comedy.
Oh, dude. Dude, no. Blake will always be like, I'm selling you this too cheap. And we try to give him more money. He goes, come on. No,
I tell everyone I sell at no profit.
Yeah.
I tell them that so they give me more money.
He once gave me drugs for free, and I'm like,
oh, I'm
no.
Sorry, dude. You're not even making profit? I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm losing money on this.
I just want to be friends.
Jess always feels so bad, and she was like, no, let me give you $40 more. And she insists, yeah. Yeah, she's a great person. I was kind of like, I was just going to, you know, for cheaper. But yeah, catch me at Parkway. Just doing that.
It's all a joke.
Catch me outside.
This is parody. We're talking about some events that happen in Minecraft.
Yes, this, yeah. Well, I mean, you've heard the disclaimer at the beginning of the pod. I mean,
Oh, yeah. You do have that. I like that disclaimer.
We're all there. It covers most of the bases. I'm not a lawyer, but yeah. I do.
It's not drugs. It's World of Warcraft money, actually.
We're talking about
it's FT. What do they call those? Non-fungible. NFTs?
NFT?
That's the only way you can pay for... Jesus Christ, I just lost my train of thought.
Yeah, let's not get into all that finance bullshit.
Whatever,
yeah,
NFTs are hilarious. I think they're stupid. What makes it valuable? That's what the question is, right?
People think it's worth something. Honestly, if you want to talk about what makes it valuable, what makes anything valuable?
Scarcity.
What makes money
scarcity.
Valuable? It's all a fucking... It's like...
That's why money is not very valuable, because there's no scarcity.
Gold's tanking, Mike Hill.
It's an illusion that we all believe in.
Yeah, it has been for months.
I didn't know that. Awesome, that is crazy. Damn. I never would have suspected gold to tank.
Is silver also tanking?
I don't know. I don't
this fucking old shithead guy I used to work with, he would like tell me fucking every day, you need to start buying gold, man. You need to start buying gold. I'm like, what am I going to do with fucking gold?
Well,
like, why not platinum? That's a better metal.
Well, here's
the
thing. I suppose that's true.
I
think you would have made money if you'd listened. How long ago was it?
Like 2013 or something. I will put this disclaimer that I'm not the kind of person that will probably have a very bright future, but I don't give a fuck about an investment. I don't. If I've got money, I want to live a good life right now because I might fucking die tomorrow.
That's very true.
Like,
that's very true. There's something to that. I hope to live 110. That's my goal.
I don't have the bone in my body that's like, you have to prepare for something that might happen 30 years from now. Because I'm like, I didn't expect to be alive at 30. Like, I don't know.
If you look at it just like a fucking casino on your phone, though, it's a hell of a lot of fun. Yeah. And you don't have to do all that long-term bullshit, and you can just fucking...
Damn it.
Yeah, I mean, I bought some stonks whenever that was happening.
You stonked.
You stonked.
I'm
the only guy in here who didn't buy stonks. Did you buy stonk?
I did.
Everyone bought stonk.
He's making money on GameStop right now. He's not a fucking bull, so he didn't ball out on it.
The bear sold.
I'd much rather not even sell. I'm still a bull. I'm a bull.
Yeah,
let me check my investments. Oh, I'm up. I'm up $16
today. You guys all have investments
today,
on your phones?
Can we keep listing metals? That's the only thing I'm good at. Because let's keep listing metals, actually.
Talk about your metals. I'm going to go to the restroom real quick.
Look at this iron. Look at this line on my graph, dude. I'm coming back.
Hold on.
Your graph's a lot better than his graph. I've seen his graph.
Hold on. Look at my graph.
That's a nice little graph right there, baby.
Nice graph.
There's dirty chrome.
So how many days ago was that dip there? Because that was probably not a good day.
Oh, right here?
All the way to the left?
Oh, that was beginning of February. That was GameStop.
Oh, shit.
I bought it at like $350.
You bought it at $350?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's fucking... Why would you do that? Also, nickel's very hard.
Dude, I would have made money if it wasn't for Robinhood fucking...
Yeah, Robinhood fucked a lot of people over.
They fucked everyone in the ass real hard.
They fucked everybody over.
Well, it's the free market. You know what that means. Is that the corporations are free to fuck us out of taking advantage of it.
Yeah, they just sell you free.
Capitalism, folks. We've got more of it.
It's phenomenal. I enjoy capitalism. There's also molybdenum. Look into that. It's a good refractory metal.
There's also the band Korn. Their metal.
Yeah.
New metal, I guess.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, Andrew, I don't think we've ever talked very much because...
I'm going to try and keep it that way.
All right. Blake? All right, Blake. I guess it's just you and me, buddy. You and me against the world.
Thank God Douglas is back to...
Ooh, that got weird. I felt it. He looked at me in the eyes, too.
Super professional podcast here.
I'm pretty sure Andrew was thinking about spitting in my face.
Does Joe Rogan ever go take a piss break, Douglas?
No.
Do you want to fucking make it to the top?
That's why he gets to hang out with Bert Kreischer.
I will admit, Joe Rogan is a better podcaster than any of us. I, I hate to say it.
Dude, if I was ever super successful, I would put in a urinal.
Under the table?
At the podcast. At the podcast, for sure. We'd have a urinal. We'd have a smoke eater so people could have cigarettes and stuff.
Dog, if I could smoke while podcasting, I would literally never stop podcasting.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I've recorded one episode on my porch, and that was really nice.
Come summer, maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Like, you know, the sound, if you have the right kind of microphone, which I think, yeah, you do. I mean, you might hear a little bit, but it'll be fine.
Also, I could probably set up in the garage and just open the garage door in the summer.
Yeah, 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 there you go.
Didn't Ari Shaffir do his podcast while walking around with other people?
Dude,
like...
Ari is a real guerrilla podcaster. He's one of the comedians who I really support. Just like his comedy's, I did see his Our Jew that he did.
Right. I actually really like his albums.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I really like how he tells jokes.
I saw him do that here in Pittsburgh the night before he made that tweet about Kobe. So then he was canceled the next day after I saw him. He was signed up to record that and stuff and like make a real special out of it and everything. But anyway, I support him because he lives his wild, like you're saying, he's a true wild man, dude. Like right now he's in South America.
Yeah, he's in Bolivia right now.
Just fucking bouncing around. It's crazy. Crazy dude.
I'm from South America, so I really approved.
Did you grow up in South America?
Yeah, I moved here when I was 11. I lived I'm Peruvian.
Similar to Cindy. Cindy moved to the States when she was 11.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Where is she from?
Taiwan.
Taiwan? Oh, yeah. Wow. I don't know anything about it, so I can't even.
Well, I don't know anything
educated.
About.
That's where General Tso's originated.
Oh, I was gonna say when Andrew brought up the
biggest contribution of the Asian world.
You know what I'm talking about? Boba tea?
I do know.
Yeah.
Dude, Boba's amazing.
That's where it came from, Taiwan, yep. Baby.
Yeah. Taiwan?
Yeah.
Well, now I know one thing about
now
Taiwan.
Now you have one thing. Where were you saying
you
came
also,
from? Peru?
You know two things about Taiwan. You know General Tso's originated there.
Ah, that's true.
Come
Sorry.
On, Jorge.
Is that true?
Come on, man.
Yeah, they did.
Dude, Andrew's scaring me. He tells me he doesn't want to talk to me. Like, he's like, can someone please?
I don't love documentaries. Like, I don't watch many of them, but I saw one the one day, and I was like, I have to watch this. It was called The Search for General Tso, or like Finding General Tso or something.
Okay.
And they went back, because it's like mostly an Americanized dish. So like it was very difficult to find like where it actually came from because it's like every Chinese place in the country has it,
right.
But like there wasn't like I don't think there was an actual General Tso, like it's like a whole made up thing. And then they found that it was just like one old man in Taiwan like invented this dish, and then he added like way more sugar than any Asian person would ever want.
Okay,
and it was like Americans are gonna love this, and he was fucking right.
it's true because all the people I work with who are Chinese always say I don't like American Chinese food because it's way too sweet.
I don't know if I've ever had General Tso's.
It's good.
Is it? I'm gonna have to buy it next time.
Yeah, I do miss like.
I do know I see it on every menu.
Whenever I went, I traveled a lot through Asia in 2015, and like, oh my god, the food there so fucking good.
Where was 2018?
Japan, South Korea, China, Hong Kong.
Oh wow!
You go to Vietnam,
Cambodia, yeah. Thailand, the Philippines, and I went to Singapore.
Dude, you
Malaysia.
Did it all except for Taiwan.
Wow.
I did not go to Taiwan. I fucked up, dude. I found that documentary like the year I came back, and I was like, "You motherfucker!"
Is Taiwan
the original General Tso?
Is Taiwan the place that China wants? It says it should be its property, and Taiwan says it's independent.
Taiwan, I mean
that and Hong Kong.
Is
both
that because you?
But Hong Kong's like pretty much annexed.
Is that
because
you support?
They're fucked.
Communist China, dude.
What's that?
Is that because you support Communist China?
Yeah, you're like, you are boycotting Taiwan.
Yeah, you're like, no,
you
Taiwan belongs to mainland China.
Like, yeah, I support these fucking... My bad, I forgot that I was totally doing that. You're right, yeah.
I was,
you got me.
I have, like, Chinese lab mates, and when I, you know, they come from China, and they stay for, like, half a year in America, and I'll be like, how do you feel about Taiwan? And they always get super pissed, like, it should belong to China, and they will not! And it's crazy, and I'm like, oh, I said it as a joke because I was drunk. Like, what? And they take it very seriously. Don't joke about that.
No, there's a real...
That's weird. Why? What's the...
There's a real deep unity amongst the Chinese culture. Like, granted, there's a lot of different Chinese cultures in Chinese culture, but there's a real steep, like, we are one working for the better good of us. And even... Taiwan has like their initial plan was that we're the true China, but we'll eventually return to China because China will come around to our way of thinking.
Yeah,
that's what
I think Taiwan was like this isn't exactly right, but it's like basically the result of a civil war was that a bunch of people went to go live in Taiwan that were on one side and the rest stayed in China. So there's like just that like tension, and I'm not explaining that totally right, but it's like the most simplistic way to look at
it. There was some weird shit that happened in World War II, and then the Chinese went communist, and the Taiwanese, I believe, were the people who fled communist China because they're like, well, this isn't how things have been running for the last 500 years, so mm-hmm. it's kind of stupid. Yeah. We'll come back when things cool out, and things never cooled out.
It's very interesting because Chinese people are so proud of their history, and it's because they've always been master the thing of writing stuff, always. So they can always go, true. Like, this recorded. Happened 3,000 years ago, and we have the record. And you're like, wow, like,
not only that,
that's pretty cool, you know?
Yeah, not only do they have the the technology to write it down at the time, but they had the presence of mind to... And like dedication to curate it and keep it for thousands right. for a fucking. I think China's got 5,000 years of history, doesn't it?
And I think their language hasn't changed that much since when they were like 2000. So like their language is kind of old in that mm-hmm. sense. So it's kind of cool to like if you learn Chinese, you're like, oh wow, this is how you guys talked like 2,000 years ago, and it still hasn't changed that much.
I try to learn.
It's Chinese, like the shark of languages. So hard.
I know how to say hardest. Thank you. Xie xie.
Xie xie.
你好吗? Hi, how are you?
你好吗? Yeah.
Xiaoyu, rain.
Xiaoyu what?
Xiaoyu means rain. And that's a name for woman sometimes, Xiaoyu.
Oh, because she's making it rain or what?
No, it's because you get her so wet.
Hell yeah.
Xiaoyu!
I told a chick that and she didn't like him. Don't do that. No, I'm just kidding.
Here's my best story. I hooked up with a Chinese girl on the 4th of July.
Boom. And fireworks?
And her name was Usa. That's spelled
Are
USA.
Are you kidding
me? That's spelled USA, baby.
Are you kidding me?
True patriot.
Did you hold that. A flag?
There were fireworks in bed. Honestly, she's dead now. I actually feel bad about that one.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, she didn't make
had
it.
To go there.
Yeah, USA.
She didn't make it through the 4th of July bang?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't... Yeah,
she didn't make it through our engagement.
A lot of people don't know this, but if you light off fireworks in the same bed as your lover, you'll probably kill him.
Yeah, especially...
So be careful.
Especially the ones you buy in Kentucky. And then.
Oh, yeah. Well, I bought these in Bangkok, so it's a little worse than the Kentucky one.
I think the Chinese have the best fireworks, probably. You would think they've got the most experience, right?
They invented it, yeah.
They invented the gunpowder, cool. So fucking...
No, wait, dude. This is the firework fucking capital. Don't you take that from us.
I don't have you telling me the 4th of July is some sort of second-rate fucking...
They ain't got no phantom fireworks in Beijing.
I saw That's firework cool. look like a happy face. You think they can fucking do that in China?
But I was going to say, before we got into China, I wanted to tell Andrew, because he talked about Biden's dog, Obama's dog was Peruvian. It's the famous Peruvian hairless dog.
I appreciate Peruvian you knowing that fact, dog. But if it's not about a cat,
it's the most
I
famous Peruvian
care.
Of all time.
If it was a hairless cat, you'd have him on board.
Yeah, where was Bill Clinton's cat Boots from, huh?
I didn't know.
Bill Clinton's
I remember
what?
Boots now that you say.
Yeah.
The first cat.
I wasn't in this country when that was happening, so I don't care about him. I was in this country when 9/11 happened.
That
which
is
weird.
Why we need to build a wall. I'm kidding.
Dude, I saw 9/11 when I was in Peru, and I'm like, dude, that sucks. Glad I'm not there. And then 3 years later, I was here, and I'm like, oh,
dude,
boy.
That's so funny.
Now that's
giving
my problem.
Giving us the international perspective.
That's funny.
Fuck, that sucks.
I was a childish person, but 9/11, I thought it was exciting. I don't know. I was punk rock. I was punk rock back then, so I thought anything that destroyed shit was pretty exciting.
Aaron saw this like, fuck yeah! Damn right!
I like made a joke while it was happening, like the definition of too soon. Like but I didn't know that it was like as serious as it was, you know, because we like go into the classroom and the teacher's like, we're all just gonna take time and watch TV today. We're not gonna do anything. And I'd come from like pottery class, and it was like the first, and
so
everyone
weird.
Was like ignorant of it. And then we walked into government science, which is the next one. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. perfect.
Gather around, kids. We're gonna watch these kids people die
yeah,
here.
Exactly.
Well, I don't understand. We're just gonna watch the TV today,
at the
kids.
Time, only one plane. And hit a building. And
we want you to remember this day forever. You're going to be traumatized.
The teacher goes, there's a plane has hit a building in New York. And I was like, oh, that's just my drunk Uncle Eddie. And they're like,
oh, no.
And they were like, a couple of chuckles, and the teacher fucking shut me down hard. He was like,
what if it was your drunk Uncle Eddie, though? That would have been fucking...
The birth of a comic right there, man.
But they fucking... They did not appreciate the too soon at that time. Yeah. But I eventually figured out how serious it was when my dad went to war. So
that'll do her. That'll do her.
Have you seen like the conspiracy theories of like when 9/11 happened?
Oh yeah, let's definitely talk about 9/11 conspiracy theories.
Well, there's like this cool picture of a guy falling. They caught a guy falling, and he's falling like straight with his hand in his pocket, just looking down, like falling like straight.
Oh, from the towers?
Yeah.
Well, he's trying,
what's the
he's
conspiracy
trying...
theory there?
Yeah,
he's, I don't know.
Wants to die.
It was a cool. It was a cool video.
The conspiracy
I guess.
Is that dude invented planking.
Dude,
but vertical.
You want to hear a kind of grotesque factoid?
You know we're not going to say no.
During 9/11, people kept reporting small bombs going off in the area afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
But it was just the sound of people's bodies hitting the ground when they jumped because they were trapped
holy
above the
shit.
Because they were trapped above the fire.
Uh-huh.
So they would jump out and just fucking suicide it.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, and it was like clapping hands but much much louder. You wow. know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know if it's the beer and getting tipsy,
clapping
but that's
asses.
A great fact.
I'm going to tell that to my in-laws.
I'm going to tell that to my grandkids.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
9/11.
Tell my mom.
That was something else. That's been a long time now. Guys, we're fucking... Yeah. We're over. It's not too soon. It's 20 years, right?
Yeah.
It's 20 two years. Decades. 2 decades.
We survived it, guys.
20 years.
Jorge wasn't even here. You didn't give a fuck.
I didn't, which kind of sounds bad, but I really didn't. It's kind of
weird.
Wait,
where were you that day, Jorge? Hold on a second.
Peru, Lima.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You got any documentation for that?
Of course. My school is Abraham Valle del Mar. Check it out.
In he Puerto knows we can't spell that. Just fucking...
Check it out.
Look it up.
Check it out. Town is La Libertad. Go ahead. Do it. I dare you.
In Peru, they don't speak English primarily, do they?
No, we don't speak English, no.
No, I thought...
A South American country where they do, right?
Is it... What is
Guyana,
it?
Maybe. Or French Guyana. Some.
Okay, I think you're... Yeah.
So is it Spanish or Portuguese? What
should
is it?
Should be all of them.
Spanish. Brazil is the place with Portuguese.
How young were you when you started learning English?
The school I was going to was pretty good. So my parents paid good money for me to go there. And I learned English probably like first grade.
Really?
Yeah, in most other countries, they just... in America, like you learn like Spanish or French or maybe German. In every other country, they're like, you're learning English.
Yeah.
Or maybe Mandarin. But like, yeah.
I think nowadays in America, it would be smart, Spanish or Chinese, either one.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to learn Mandarin when I went to high school here, but my mom was just like, shut up. That's no, you got to learn a refined language. And she made me take French. And now I regret not learning Mandarin.
I don't know if you would have. I mean, you probably have a greater gift for language as you've learned too, and you started young. But man, Mandarin is crazy. Like, I just.
It's insane.
And Cindy will tell me to listen to music because in music, they. Sing without without intonation because they have to just to be able to sing.
Yeah.
So you learn like the basic phonetics of the word. But then I'll say a word in basic phonetics and she's like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Because it's
Domo arigato.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, five intonations.
Yeah.
It's fucking insane.
Yeah, it's like up, down, and then there's around.
Around,
and
yeah.
And then
up, like the other like down.
Dude,
up.
One day I was in Beijing and it was like fucking like noon and it was a really really hot day and I went to that Forbidden City. It's like the giant temple.
Oh, that's really cool.
You definitely recognize it if you saw it. It's been,
I've
like,
heard
like,
of the Forbidden City. I've seen
but it's like right in the center of Beijing.
Yeah.
And I was walking around there and this guy in
how pissed off would the people who created the Forbidden City be to see Andrew Hillary just walk around with a camera being like
very pissed off. So I was walking around and I was by myself. And all of a sudden, this guy in, like, a suit, like, a Chinese guy in a suit carrying a briefcase just, like, made a beeline for me. I saw him coming from, like, across a courtyard, walked right up to me, and he was like, hello, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm just hanging out. What's up? Yeah. Like, he spoke English, and he's like, just talked to me for a couple minutes. He was asking about my tattoos.
Uh-huh.
He was, like, asking, like, how I liked China or whatever. And, like, maybe 2 minutes into this conversation. Like, I'd barely been talking to this guy. He's like, hey, in Chinese culture, it's like kind of, it's like custom when you make a friend that you go and have a drink with them. Will you come have a drink with me? I'm like, dude.
Yeah, of course.
Fucking what? Yes.
Of course.
Absolutely.
That's why I came.
So this guy takes me like two blocks away to this fucking tiny little hole-in-the-wall bar and to a room in the back where they do karaoke. And me and him just got shit-faced drunk and sang karaoke to just
dude,
the two of us.
That sounds so bomb.
And then he had to go back to work. He was on his fucking lunch break. And nice. So then I was wasted drunk at 1 o'clock in the middle of Beijing by myself, like, oh, it's Forbidden Cities. I might pee behind that bush if it's not forbidden.
People in Korea, because one of my lab mates is Korean, and yeah, Asian culture has like an interesting concept of like drugs, because alcohol is like so fine, so they take it to the next level. Like people get
Koreans are the hardest drinkers I've ever interacted
I can
with.
Believe
Jesus
it.
Christ,
my,
dude.
My husband's wife was like, yeah, I was in this job and they forced me to black out.
Your husband's
out.
Wife?
My lab mate's wife. Yeah, I'm a, not my husband. I wish he was my husband. He's gorgeous. Hanyeon Kim, everybody. He's brilliant
and gorgeous.
Look
him up. Let's get him on the pod.
Get him on the pod.
He knows we can't spell
that. He knows a lot about magnesium. He knows a lot about magnesium.
We can't spell.
Ask him everything about magnesium.
Oh, now I gotta spell magnesium.
But yeah, his wife was like, yeah.
Hanyeon Kim Magnesium.
Oh, man. His kid is so cute. He just had a kid, too. Little Jaden. Oh, anyway, I'm getting off track.
You're getting no, that's fine.
Thinking about kids
just
too much.
Just gushing over babies.
Oh, kid. Well, it's because he showed us a picture of him dressed as a lobster, and I got that. I'm 28, so I'm like, oh,
he loves
baby.
Lobsters.
Anywho, I love
you're
lobsters.
How you are when you're 28?
Every time,
all sea life.
The entire year I was 28, all I wanted to do was crack open a baby and suck the meat out of it.
Oh, you ever think about boiling a baby alive? Oh, oh, so cute.
Are we still talking about lobsters?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally.
Okay. Hanyeon Kim. His
Kim.
Baby's eatable.
His baby is a beautiful little lobster.
I was in another night in Bangkok, and I saw these people sitting at a table. It was a bunch of Asian people. I didn't fucking know.
In Bangkok?
One of them was wearing a Cincinnati Reds hat. Okay. And I walked up to him, and I was wearing my Pirates hat. So I started like trying to talk to him about baseball. And of course, he fucking spoke English, because I feel so bad. Everybody speaks English, and I'm like, I can't even say yes or no in your language. But anyway, so I started talking to him, trying to talk about baseball. And all of a sudden, I found out that they were Korean, and they were like, oh, you're our friend now. Let's get a bottle. And I'm like, what the it was 2 a.m. Like, this bar was like trying to close down. He was like, no. Ordered an entire fucking bottle to the table. And then in Korean, they don't have a word for cheers. Their word means bottoms up. So you pour a small glass of liquor and then just do like a double shot. And it was like, boom, kanpai, boom, kanpai, boom, kanpai.
Oh, wow.
The same things in Vietnamese.
Like literally drank the whole bottle in like 10 minutes.
Oh my
God. And these motherfuckers were just ready to go. I was like, I'm dying.
I would be fucking falling over.
I was. I think that was the same night that a ladyboy like tried to take me home, and a German guy that I had talked to earlier in the night like came and pulled me away from her. And at one point, the ladyboy was pulling on one arm, and the German guy was pulling on the other. And I was so drunk that I was just like sloshing around in the middle, like, "Oh my god, you
guys
are crazy!"
Who did you fuck, Andrew?
That's one of the best human tug of wars ever.
And then the ladyboy, and I know ladyboy literally sounds like the most problematic thing to
say. That's what they want
to
say.
But that's
what they say
in Thailand. That's their third gender. Like, that is what they
if
want
if you didn't
to be
say
called.
That they'd be like, who the fuck are you talking
but anyways
about?
So then like the German guy's trying to pull me this way, she was a sex worker, she's trying to pull me this way to like go home with
it's
her
4 o'clock in Bangkok, shout out Jordan
and Benton. All of a sudden the lady boy punches the fucking German guy in the face and then starts talking about how she's about to call like some dude to come and beat us up, and like the German guy like pulls me away and we run, and like we like run down the street and like back to
beat you up too. Why you,
dude?
Because she
fuck
she,
if I know she, I think in
if
the
she's
moment
she's gonna get that money, you know what I mean? It's either gonna fuck or fight.
I was the kind of drunk where I was like,
clean out that wallet no matter how it takes. She's gonna have your
hostile
money
takeover.
She's gonna have your money by the end of the night.
I was the kind of drunk where I was like, dude, this chick's into me, and then it's like she was a hooker and not a chick, like, you know, like, but I was just like, I had no fucking concept.
She had boobs?
Yeah, I think I don't even remember, dude
so They must have really, because Thailand has a lot of lady boys, right?
Yeah. It's so a huge thing there.
They must have great plastic surgeons down
Some
there.
Of the most attractive women I've ever seen in my life are Thai men.
They must have amazing plastic surgeons down there, right?
And it's relatively cheap, too.
If I was a like Hollywood chick, I would be going to Bangkok to get my jobs done. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Asian dudes are already the most attractive dudes.
Like
if you had to bang a dude,
well,
not gay, as a straight dude, you're picking an Asian famous? Dude, right?
I don't know. Do you have to be the top or do you have to be the bottom?
Like if you had to pick a country, you're going like South Korea. Maybe North Korea. Who knows? If you like skinny people. Sure. But
there's a lot of...
Yeah, that's where I'm... If you have to bang a dude, pick the country is all you can do.
What are you saying? I gotta go Icelandic, dude.
Really?
Like Swiss?
Okay. Dude?
Like Swiss?
All right. You know what I mean? White supremacist. Sure.
Yeah, that's got to keep it in the family.
Those guys are just
I'm
going to
go Canada because even if I'm bad, they'll still say sorry.
I see.
Nice. Mm.
Sorry. Like they'll say sorry.
He threw together a little joke that fast.
I feel like I have to say Peru because like just like I feel like...
Come on.
It's not true. Brazilians are way better looking than
he wants a guy that looks exactly like him.
Brazilian man butt lift.
People, period. It's hurtful to say, but yeah, we're not that good looking. Brazilians are way better
looking. I mean, you're talking to Americans. I wouldn't worry about it.
That's true. We're mutts.
Andrew has dreamy eyes. If you didn't yell at me, I would be falling over for Andrew.
Yeah, I'm going South Korea for sure.
With that mustache, you're looking at his eyes? I'm just saying.
I mean, he's got like also like cool tattoos and just he dresses well. I don't dress well. I don't have a belt.
He's manspreading. I mean, everything is...
I'm getting comfy. I'm not manspreading. I'm perched. I'm doing like a half gargoyle
way,
thing
I'm
right now.
I'm digging your vibe, baby.
I'm glad we're at the beginning of the podcast.
No one called it out.
I'm glad we're recording this, right. Blake. How about you?
Yeah, dude.
I still can't get over you.
I've thought about that about 5-6 times.
That story had to have been 10 minutes or more.
It was a great story. Maybe it wasn't, but it was long.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
It was like one of those stories that if it had been edited for time, would have been great.
Sure.
Also, if Aaron wouldn't have kept asking you details, that was literally the last thing that you said.
Sure.
Well, it's like, so there was me, and there was two other guys, and Aaron's like, how many of you were there?
Three guys? Was that three?
It's a great story.
We're not doing a story again.
It was very Scooby-Doo
like. What
kind
of thing were they driving?
Suzuki XL7. That's all we'll say.
That's all you need to know, folks. That's all you need to know.
If you're
great car.
If you're gonna fuck
not good on gas, but reliable.
If you're gonna fuck a hillbilly ghost, you got to impress him with your car.
Honestly,
you know what I mean.
If Scooby Doo was more like Blake's story, I would watch it way more often. Just like we will always go to this abandoned shit, and then someone chases us with guns.
What was the GTT?
Be awesome.
Gone to Texas.
Yeah. We're really trying to ease back into this and
ghost titty twist
somewhere else here.
My friend, Mark Anthony. Which is like the singer, but not the singer, right?
Yep, that's...
He was
Mark
also...
Mark Anthony was like a Greek ruler or something.
No.
I pictured a combo
Roman,
of Mark
maybe?
Normand and Shane Anthony.
Mark... Maybe there's a Mark Anthony singer. It doesn't sound right.
No, I was thinking of a different person. Regardless, the point being is my buddy was in a band called Preacher Gone to Texas. So we're very close to the Gone to Texas.
PGTT.
They were actually signed on a record label and actually played around. And then he joined a jug band.
Tell
them
I got this fucking tattoo for them.
I'll take a pic of it later. Nice. Send it out. Say, hey, this guy's got Gone to Texas.
Biggest fan, dog.
Forgot about the preacher, bro. I'm trying to think of the name that I was thinking, because there's a Mike Myers, and then there's... One time I was at a dorm party, mm-hmm. and the two people I was with, one of them was named Mike Myers, and the other one was named something else famous. The point being is that we got busted, and the authorities were like, let's hear your names. And the first two people said famous people's names. So they're like, all right, guys, quit fucking with us. You know what I mean?
I'm Mike Myers. I'm Donald Rumsfeld.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. That kind of thing. Anywho, I guess I really killed the momentum there.
You walked him. like Skywalker last night, opening like the show as a host. Skywalker, the greatest host ever, opens the show with vulgar pussy material.
He walked two tables out of the entire... There was two tables really? There. He walked both of them.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. I didn't see
Sky,
that.
Please, just keep it on track. Say hello. Thank you for coming to the Parkway Open Mic.
Here's some comments I live for, though. Because everyone, when you're there, wants to have everything go good. But when things go terribly bad, you remember it months later. You know what I mean? And we can make fun of Sky for walking those tables. That's good.
They don't call him Skywalker for nothing. No! Hit the fucking soundboard.
Oh. I do need to get a soundboard.
That's a cool name, though. Skywalker.
I doubt it.
His parents got to be crazy.
I doubt it's a good name to have.
but by definition, you're strong with the Force if you have the last name of those genes.
You are aware that Star Wars is fictional, right?
I think his parents just wanted him to be a pilot.
hold on, dude.
Oh, shit.
I never even watched any of those shits.
Star Wars is?
You know what
Star
Wars
is? Don't fuck with space.
A buddy of mine.
Don't fuck with war.
Don't fuck with it.
It's sort of like Middle Earth meets space, though. Do you like Middle Earth?
I don't even fucking like Lord of the Rings.
No.
Oh, God.
It's all that fake
shit. I have a tattoo of Gandalf. I didn't even want it.
What?
I swear to God to you, this is not what I planned.
How the fuck do you get a tattoo of Gandalf and not even want it?
We don't have a video podcast.
Yo! But that's perfect!
You have a large tattoo of Gandalf.
Yeah, you don't have a little tattoo. You have an upper sleeve of Gandalf.
Yeah, and the other side's Lurtz, and I didn't want any of this dog shit, okay?
Why did you get these tattoos if you didn't want them?
He's taking his jacket off.
Lord of the Rings.
I did love the movie Lord of the Rings.
But
my big thing was the attachment to Ents, okay? I love Ents as a concept.
What's Ents?
An Ent is a big fucking tree with a face that talks.
It's like a
living tree. And that was the idea for the tattoo. It was a scene from Lord of the Rings. It was my favorite scene where the fucking...
But hold on, you like
Isengard fucking dam breaks or something, and Sam and Pippin are on fucking.
This sounds really epic.
Tree beard shoulders
said,
and the.
Remember
big,
when you said you're not into this shit?
Yeah.
What confused? It's a great scene.
But what confuses me is you like talking.
I honestly can't. I can barely get through the fucking movies anymore. I don't even. But so that was the idea for the thing. I call this guy for a consultation. He says, "Yeah, great idea. Yeah, let's do it." I went there.
He pitches Gandalf.
Yeah,
straight
up. I gave him the whole idea. He said yes. And then I get there the day we have this appointment sent months in advance. I get there and he's like, "This idea will not work." I'm just like, "What do you mean?
You got bullied into it, dude."
Talked about this, and he's like, "We could do portraits. We could do Gandalf." I wasn't just trying to give a homage to Lord of the Rings here.
But there's the other guy there, like, you should really pitch for a TV show. He's like, "So I'm thinking trees that talk," and they're like, "What if there was a wizard?" And he's like, "I mean, if we can get the tattoo done, I suppose."
What if we get an old white guy instead of a tree?
And you're like, "No, but like the piece of shit guy they had working
the
front
counter." By
the end
of it, it's just a guy in a deer stand. You're like, "What the fuck? I got a hunting tattoo?"
The fucking counter guy comes back and he's like, you really should just like trust the artist." And they're like, fucking pitching me on this shit.
They are pitching you, man. That's so funny. So you got a Gandalf tattoo because you...
It actually didn't even start. I had like that at first. I had the bottom half of a face. It looked like nothing.
Oh my God,
like
terrible, dude.
This combined took like 30 hours and like thousands of dollars.
It's good color
and I didn't want any of it.
It's a really good tattoo, though.
Why would you ever let something like that happen to you?
I just I don't know.
You're
I
like, well...
And regretted the whole time.
At least I'll never have to think about how I got
I regretted
fucked
the
over.
Tattoo before it was even on me.
At least he'll never be...
He put the stencil on, and I was like, "That looks like fucking dog shit." And I was like, "Yeah, let's do it."
At least I'll never have to think about the time I got bullied. Oh, wait. I'll see it every fucking day.
I'm glad I didn't have two Langley stories.
He likes magical trees. He got a white guy. It's a wizard instead. He doesn't even like middle... What about Harry Potter? Because you could say he's Dumbledore.
I'm not going to do that. It seemed fucking worse. Fuck Harry Potter.
You don't like Harry Potter?
I had an ex-girlfriend who loved Harry Potter. Because whenever I was about 12 years old, I needed to get glasses for the first time, and I went and I got glasses.
You got the pops.
And that was the same like general time frame that Harry Potter came out. So I showed up to school with my new specs, and everybody goes, "Look at Harry Potter!" And I was like, "You know what? Fuck Wizards for life."
I mean, I got the same thing too. I got called fat Harry Potter because I was a chubby kid. But like,
did you even have glasses?
Was the connection to Harry Potter though?
Did you tell him to suck your wand?
I wish I wasn't that fast and funny.
Were you doing magic? Like what?
I did. I was into magic. Okay. I did like sleight of hand.
Here's the thing. I think you kind of earned that bullying.
Boom. Or, like,
I don't
having,
want. I don't want
great
to,
finger dexterity.
Decades
Andrew?
Later, yeah, still getting bullied
here, but
dude,
Andrew's
coming hard at me, dude. I can't tell.
Well, it's because we're on the same side of the table. I always come hardest at the people who are closest to me.
I don't know if he's trying to fuck me or just make me feel bad. I kind of like it though.
Have you ever been? Have you ever been to Thailand?
Put on this wig.
All I've done is compliment his beautiful man, and he just keeps coming at me.
Well, the problem was is the ladyboys were just intimidating. They were too attractive. You're right. Right there in his sweet spot.
Oh, you're like ugly man.
I see a lot of myself in you.
Oh,
I'd like to
know.
See a little bit more.
Yeah,
there it is. All right, I'm ready.
Whoa! Well.
Great success. Fucking
A. My fucking arm hurts. I got the second dose of the vaccine yesterday.
Oh snap!
It's sore.
How did you get on the vaccine train?
Okay, smoker. If you're a smoker, you qualify.
What? I thought you were more immune if you're a smoker.
No, I don't know.
Nicotine
but like,
is supposed
for
to like,
reason,
be helpful or something.
For whatever reason, they put smokers into the top tier of people that qualify.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing.
I guess I could get vaxxed out if I wanted.
If you go to a regular doctor, it's like a pain in the ass to like get the appointment and like get everything set up. But what happened to me is I went to this free STD clinic on the north side like 2 years ago to get STD
totally
testing.
Separate.
And yeah, I mean.
No, I know. I get it. What? Hey, get tested.
Yeah, so I went to this clinic like 2-3 years ago, and I haven't been back. Yeah, I haven't had sex since, so like, why would I go back? And they sent me an email. They were like, "We got a batch of vaccines. Come and get one." And so,
you got that sex back door.
Most like hospitals or whatever have all these like protocols and procedures, and like want to do things by the books. But this being a free clinic, being a nonprofit, they're like, "We want to get these in your fucking arms." Anybody who will come. Didn't ask for any proof that I smoked or anything.
There were people that were, they're like 20-somethings or whatever, that would go to the clinics, and the clinics would have to throw away vaccines at the end of the day because of, I don't know, like refrigeration life or
capitalism.
Something like that. So these fucking people would dumpster dive and then just take, they'd shoot themselves up with the vaccine.
Yeah. It's because there's... Because you can't make money off of it if there's not... Like, it's fucking ridiculous.
No, there's a lot of... So the thing about the vaccine is it has to be refrigerated at a certain temperature to be stable. And then to be injected, it has to be at a lower temperature than that so they have to warm it up. So they warm it up to give it to people. But if not enough people show up, then you've got vaccine that's been warmed up. And you can't refreeze it.
I was just saying the fact that there are people that want the vaccine and there are supplies of vaccine, but it still ends up in the trash is fucking stupid.
Yeah, it is stuff. It is stupid, but I mean, it's a logistics issue. It's not really a moral issue. You know what I mean?
Like as soon as they figured out that shit would go bad after a day, they should have right then and there set up just like a fucking website that was like, sign up here if you want to.
Yeah, there should have been a.
We'll alert you.
There should have been a Facebook account that just says, you know, show up at the door and wait in fucking line.
Like we have this
appointments come first, but after that,
it blows my mind that we have this like insane connected technology, and yet there's still so much shit that is like done on forms and like that people can't communicate.
You just can't force people to conform, and especially in the United States,
like country, like governmental systems and like.
Yeah, but
like,
no matter what system you have,
there will
it's
still
ineffective
be...
if people are oppositionally defiant, which Americans are.
Well, like, think about, like, the unemployment system or something. And I'm just using it as an example, like, not saying it's good or bad, but, like, the fact that, like, we have the ability to look up literally anything on our phone right now. We have the ability to transfer thousands of dollars with two taps of a button.
Sure.
Yet, like, just the system to go through and get your unemployment is so fucking, like, broken. And, like, it takes so long to get any issues resolved. And it's, like, all this. When it, like, literally could be a fucking algorithm. Like, it doesn't even have to be
anything.
They're
trying to deter fraud. That's the problem.
I was just using that as an example. Yeah. There's a lot of, I think.
No, you're right. There's a lot of convoluted fucking government systems.
Yeah, and it's it would save us money if there wasn't some guy that had to go down three flights of steps to look in a filing cabinet. Like, what are we doing this for?
Yeah, but here's the thing. logistics again. To stop the guy from walking down the steps to go to a file cabinet, you have to pay another guy to walk down the steps to go to the file cabinet, take the file out, walk up to a computer, and insert that data. So
you're right. It's an investment, yeah. But then you never have to pay that first guy again.
Right. And that's just the difference between budgets. Budgets, like if you're pitching a budget, which is what you're doing when you're in government, mm-hmm. you have to pitch a budget every year to the people, and you cut costs where you can. And they cut costs on good investments like you're talking about.
Exactly.
And then they take that money and they give it to whoever invested in them, which is how they all got there. I mean, let's be honest.
That's such a great system.
I agree. Automate.
They call it human. That's automate what that government. System is.
Fire all those people and automate government.
I think I always said, I don't know if this should be how all government works, but like with something like the House, where it's like the number of people for each state is proportional to the population, make it like fucking jury duty. Pick if Pennsylvania has 25 House members,
congressmen,
you're fucking you get called to Washington for a year of duty.
You're in Congress for the next 2 years.
That way nobody can be bought off. Nobody can be fucking like, or yeah. I guess they still could, but like you set up some way that.
I mean, you obviously everything's corruptible, but what you're trying to say is at least you get, and it's the same theory as term limits. You know, like.
Yeah, most people get there and instantly the only thing they care about is getting reelected.
Yeah, if you take out the incentive of being reelected, which is
more swamp monsters, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I get another beer there?
Yes, sir. Strohs.
To go. Strohs. No headache yet.
No
two
head.
Beers in, that's a fucking miracle for me.
Don't you think you're allergic to what? Like
beer.
But like
I don't know. I didn't say I was allergic to anything.
But
actually.
You get headaches every time you drink beer.
Yeah.
But not whiskey, is that correct? Or do you just drink whiskey so fast that it cures itself? It's one of those things where it's like a circle.
Drink whiskey, don't get headaches.
I get erections every time I drink tequila.
That's fucking dope.
I believe that. You know why? Because tequila makes me fucking feisty.
Yeah.
Like I got wrestling matches with my best friends.
Three, four Cialis.
What's that?
I get erections every time I take three or four Cialis. Maybe.
Maybe.
We're just hedging our bets here, folks.
Usually. Oh usually.
God. Really like playing.
Are you guys gonna go to the fucking what they call Perry Township?
I mean
I am not, no. What time? I'm fucking like, wiped out, and I still have to research the podcast for tomorrow.
8 o'clock
it's
right
like
now.
8 o'clock right now. So
what time does that thing start?
I think eight o'clock.
we fucked up.
Oh, you can still get there in time. I do that all the time. I leave when things start, and then get there late, and just because that one's just a piece of paper. You literally just go put your name on a piece of paper.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And you're ready to go.
I showed up at like 9:30 last time. So.
Yeah, I mean, I just enjoy doing this.
Sure, the
a
podcast
lot.
Listeners love us discussing when we should show up for the.
Hey, man, we got things content. To do. Things to do. I don't know. I just figured if we wanted to go to the open mic, now's probably a good time to cut it.
Probably.
All right.
I mean,
you need pitches?
Listen to the worst week yet.
Oh, yeah. Eve 6.
Eve 6, guys, coming on the podcast.
Text me for mushrooms.
Invest in the bull. He's starting his own investment company. It's going to
buy GTLL.
Don't accept
GTLL.
A drink with Koreans.
It's at like 8 and something cents right now. You'll make shit tons of money.
There it is.
Do it.
The bull. All right, guys.
It's
thanks.
A cool animal.
Thanks for coming, bear.
Oh, yeah. I'm the bear. It'd be kind of cool. We make a podcast, The Bull and the Bear. Just like...
Well, you heard it first.
Fuck every week.
You heard it first.
Oh, man.
It's just a lot of grunting.
That's hot.
Ah, yeah. Ah.
941 BC. That one was easy, right? Easy listening. I can't believe that we lost Blake's story at the beginning. It was a good story, guys. A story left untold. Anyway, that ghost never saw it coming. As our featured artist, I figured it only appropriate to have the Eve 6 guy. So, you've heard it. You love it. It is Inside Out by Eve 6 off their 1998 album. I believe self-titled Eve 6. Heart in a blender, watch it spin round to a beautiful oblivion. Rendezvous, then I'm through with you. I burn, burn like a wicker cabinet, chalk white and oh so frail. I see our time has got. Keep going.